This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Steve, give us your latest take on the Electoral College. I talked to some Clinton folks over the weekend who said the Pennsylvania path for Trump is not the most likely anymore, if it ever was, and that if he's going to get to 270, he needs to find another way without Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, there's sort of a good news, bad news thing for Trump when you look at the Electoral College. I mean, for all the talk of how disastrous things have been for him lately, when you look at it, I think you could argue right now he's in better shape than Romney was in 2012. I think he's at risk of losing North Carolina. I think that's the only Romney state right now he's severely at risk of losing. If you look at some of the other Obama states, though, Ohio, he's ahead right now. Iowa, he's ahead right now. I think Florida, he's behind, but he's within striking distance in Florida. Nevada, he had been ahead. There was one poll that came out at the end of last week that put Hillary Clinton up 6 in Nevada. That's the one that raises the question, I think, of is there a debate bounce here for Hillary Clinton? Are we going to start to see polls this week that say...
We get one debate from Nevada.
We got one poll, yeah.
One poll from
Nevada.
Put her
up 6. I think the five before that had him up, so
yeah.
That suggests maybe it's not.
But if he wins all those, he's one state away,
right? And then so okay, if it's not Pennsylvania, what would it be? Well, is Colorado back in play? That's when people had sort of written off
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is the other, right? Or New Hampshire? I think those are your three other possibilities there. And then plus you're getting that one electoral vote in Maine, and maybe let's be honest, if you look at Maine, if he gets a big enough margin out of that rural district in Maine, statewide in Maine, not totally out of the question either. That'd be two extra electoral votes.
I was in Wisconsin and North Carolina the past 2 weeks, and if I had to bet, I would say that Trump would win there.
Wisconsin.
As of now.
Both
Wisconsin and North Carolina.
Yes.
I think he'll probably win North Carolina.
Yeah, hold those Romney states, you know, and then there are paths.
Stuart, do you agree with the premise, Stuart?
Steve Kornacki, of course, American political writer, TV host, known for his work as the senior political writer at Salon.com, hosting duties programs on MSNBC, amongst others, and his insight in terms of the small ball, Scott, of the Electoral College. And, you know, you and I have been talking about this, in the strategic game of getting to the Oval Office, it is all about the Electoral College, isn't it? Okay, you don't want to answer me. That's fine.
Sorry.
Did I put you on the spot here?
I'm trying to do too many things at once here.
Yeah.
I don't like the Electoral College myself. It puts too much emphasis on places like California and New York, and it tends to imply that they're somehow, because more people live there, it means more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily true. So.
Well, the way it was set up by our founding fathers was to kind of balance out where you had, overweighting due to population, which was going on in the early years of our republic. But now here we are, and it would almost seem that the very thing that our founding fathers tried to avoid, it has created itself in the form of the Electoral College. So, you know, it's like we move further and further away from one man, one vote, don't we? And, because here it is, we've got between the Electoral College system being jury-rigged and worked, now also, I know some Democrats are going to be shocked and can't believe we're even talking about this, but, the voting machines are already being, hacked. And so what are we going to do? We're going to find out after the election that we had a problem? Is that what's going to happen?
It's even further down than that. Every election cycle, it seems like they argue over what districts are, how the districts of each area are formed and things like that, state by state. This county had 100% for one candidate.
Right.
Good luck finding that anywhere, ever.
No. Well, what I love is the ones that have 120. Those are the people... that die, and they wake up, and they wake up to vote Democrat, and then they die again.
We can't even get 10 out of 10 dentists agree on a toothpaste. Come on. It's always 9 out of 10 dentists agree.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, only in Pennsylvania, like Jeff Lord said, can we get that many people in that many districts voting 100%, 100+% for any one candidate, right?
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I want to remind you, got a great gift idea for you. In a great read, it's called Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends. You know, you think of these Hollywood legends who had it all and, you know, and money, fame. Why do they need God, right? Well, sometimes you get to that point in life where you realize that, you know, if this is all there still is something lacking tremendously. And this is what many have found out from all walks of life, but particularly in these stories noted by Mary Claire Kendall in her book Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends like Gary Cooper and Lana Turner and Bob Hope. It is a must-read page-turner. You will be blessed by it. There's 12 stories there that will keep you absolutely engaged. It is available on Amazon and make a great gift for you. Mary Claire Kendall's book, Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends. You know, in this day and age, when you hear, you know, it's like almost every week, a couple of times a week, where there's terrorist activities. And I know that some of you are thinking, okay, what can I do to defend myself? Many of Americans have responded by saying, okay, I'm going to go and take lessons. I'm going to really learn how to use a gun. I'm going to purchase a gun. We've got more guns now in America than we've ever had. So people are being proactive. They're also looking into making sure they're in shape, doing something to be prepared should they be attacked. That, you know, being fat and lazy and being a couch potato doesn't work in this environment right now because of the threats that are abounding. Now, I'm not saying this to make you overly paranoid. I am saying this to make you overly motivated to think about it. Our next guest is a self-defense and self-protection expert, and I appreciate Richard Liebeschbach coming on to talk about his background and what he's done to educate people, because we know that knowledge is power here, Richard, and I appreciate you coming on Bill Martinez Live to talk about it. How are you?
Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it. The opportunity is very meaningful to me.
Well, you, in this topic that we're going to address right off the bat, is taking down an active shooter, self-defense and self-protection. You know, let's break that down, because that's, you know, that's been happening in this country for the last, you know, decade and before even more. But it just seems that it's more prevalent today, and we need to be aware and keep our head on a swivel, so to speak, of what's happening around us.
Absolutely, and awareness is very important. I would rate that as the second most important thing that you can have to have you ready for any kind of negative event, but especially an active shooter event. Mm-hmm. The most important for me is having the right mindset. You need to have the mindset in you that you're going home for dinner tonight. You don't know about the other guy, but you're going home for dinner. And whatever that takes, that mindset now opens you up to accomplish that task. It makes you aware of your environment. It helps you to formulate a way of avoiding the situation in the first place, because I would rather you get home safely. Mm-hmm. If that means avoiding the situation in the first place, then great. If you end up in it, then let's figure some way to either de-escalate the situation, not likely in an active shooter event, or to defend yourself and others.
So you have the mind, starts with a mindset, as opposed to the deer in the headlights and fear and being frozen, because we know in many cases the people that end up being victimized are those like, even like animals. You know, you watch animals out there in the wilderness, out in the open, and it's the ones that do not know how to mitigate risk. I mean, some of them instinctively know how to get out of there, but you'll still see some that are on the periphery and they're still chewing on the grass, not paying attention to what's going on.
Unfortunate, but true. And with us, with an active shooter situation, instead of headlights that are our problem, it's going to be sound. Sound and chaos. Mm-hmm. Most of your listeners, I would wager, have never been around a firearm when it's being shot, mm-hmm. Whether it be a handgun or a rifle. And the noise is not at all what it's portrayed as in the movies and on TV. It's extremely loud. The easiest analogy for me to give would be like somebody surprisingly popping a balloon just behind your head. That noise is going to freeze you in place. It's going to disorient you if you've never heard it before. For those of us that have, keep in mind that that sound is now coming at you with no hearing protection on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a firearm with you and you need to return fire, when you do, you will probably not be able to hear what's going on after that for a little bit because the noise is that loud.
Exactly. Well, and also, depending if you're in an open area as opposed to an enclosed area, because that's going to reverberate the sound all the more, isn't it, Richard?
Oh, it's, yes, incredibly so. One of the things that I do is I play paintball for fun. I can't think of a more fun thing to do than playing paintball. On a couple of occasions, I've had the pleasure of playing indoors in a situation where we would actually be going clearing room to room. And when you fire inside of a concrete structure, even with a paintball gun, that noise is incredibly loud.
Mm-hmm.
With a real firearm, like I said, you're not going to be able to hear anything for a few seconds after you take that shot. You'll actually feel the concussion of the bullet as it's leaving your gun. Or if the other guy's got a rifle, you might feel the sound concussion of each shot he takes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Richard, you know, I got to tell you, one of my pet peeves is some of these movie theaters. You know, I'm here on the East Coast, and I went to a movie theater last night. Fortunately, the management decided to take the sign down, but several months back they had a sign up, "This is a gun-free zone," and Florida is a concealed carry state. But they decided to put a crosshair on everybody that came into the theater. I went to the manager. I said, "Do you realize what you just done by putting?" "Well, it's a company policy."
Wow.
I said, "The policy stinks." I go, "You have just put us all at risk, and I want you to know that this is your liability, what you've done to us by doing this." I go, "You've just told the shooters that they can come there and just, you know, like shoot fish in a barrel. You don't know what you've done." And so they've since taken...
You're only the third person I've met.
I'm sorry?
You're only the third person I've met who's actually realized that. Yeah. From the perspective of letting them know, they have now taken on an added liability. They've not taken any steps to save us or to keep us safe from somebody. They've increased our likelihood of being shot, but they've also increased their likelihood of losing a lawsuit because, well, especially here in Florida, I'm down in Florida.
All right.
We are a concealed carry state.
Yes.
We are only bound by the laws that the government puts into effect. We're not bound by signs on a building.
And yeah, go ahead.
Movie theaters are one of the places that we are allowed to carry, even if there is a sign.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and I like the states now. I think we've got two or three states that just say, "Look, you don't need to get a license. It's our Second Amendment right." and you have every right to carry your gun, and it's open carry, an open carry situation. I believe in two, now going to three, but we can talk more about that on the other side of the break. Richard Liebsbach is with us. This is Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Fleischmann's Simply Homemade. With families busier than ever, finding time to cook homemade meals can seem daunting. Here to share some tips, Aisha Curry, author of the cookbook The Seasoned Life.
As a working wife and mother, I'm always on the go and strive to find balance. I always have the staples on hand to whip up a delicious meal on the fly. One of my go-tos is Fleischmann's Simply Homemade Cornbread. It's made with the same high-quality, real simple ingredients that you'd find in your own pantry or fridge. It contains no artificial ingredients or preservatives. I love the delicious scratch-made taste, and the best part is, no one can tell that it came from a box.
If you love homemade cornbreads and muffins, but are short on time, turn to Fleischmann's Simply Homemade premium line of baking mixes to deliver scratch-made taste each and every time. For more information, visit facebook.com/simplyhomemademix. That's facebook.com/simplyhomemademix.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Tell me just what you want me to be.
Hey, just the way you like me, ladies and gentlemen. fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Glad you could join us, especially right now. We're talking about your safety. For more information, by the way, I'll tell you right now, go to selfprotectionconcepts.com. That's selfprotectionconcepts.com. Our conversation with Richard Leusbach continues. The question is, could you survive a shooting rampage or terrorist attack? Think about it. You know, especially for those of us, Richard and I are on the East Coast in Florida. We saw what happened in Orlando, other areas of our country, malls. There's been knife attacks, shooting attacks. You know, hey, it's here. This is what we have to live with. And what are we going to do to protect ourselves and our families? This is what it's all about. This is Richard's heart to help us understand what the new normal has become. And, you know, there begs the question. If a gunman storms into where we are, how should we react, and does strength and size matter? So, Richard, let's answer that big question. That's that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room. If a gunman storms, you know, our place of work, a school, or, you know, a movie theater like we were talking about, how should we react?
I come from a slightly different perspective than most, I guess, because I am a firearms instructor. I have decided that if something bad does happen, I'm going to do what I can to save as many lives as I can.
Mm.
But even for myself, what that's going to encompass is having the thought that, one, if nothing else, I'm going to be attacking the attacker.
Mm.
If that means just with my empty hands, then I'm going to do it. That's a mindset I've already chosen. Not everybody's going to be in that place.
Exactly.
So the first thing I would recommend is get cover, breathe, and then communicate with those around you. Without that, you're not going to be able to do any kind of intelligent planning, whether that be a way of escape or a way of resolving the situation.
Mm-hmm. Richard,
you bring run and hide and then die.
Right.
But that's not really an option, as we've seen before.
Exactly. Well, Richard, you bring up a good point, number one, and that is in any kind of situation you are going to have, it is a small number of people that are proactive. And we're wired. There's something about our wiring that when a threat comes in, we go to that threat instinctively. Call us crazy, but that's part of what makes up anybody in any room at any given time. And it doesn't matter the age, the size, or anything else. There's just people that do that, right?
Absolutely.
So now the other thing is if you find yourself and you're a part of that group that says, okay, I'm not going to run to the deal, but I'm going to duck cover, I'm going to hide. What you're trying to do is you're trying to preserve time here, because things like this happen in seconds. They're measured in seconds, not in minutes. So time becomes an important factor, doesn't it?
It does, but if you don't take a moment or two up front, then you're going to waste time instead of saving it. For instance, if the shooter is using a semi-automatic rifle, he's got about 30 rounds of ammunition in that first magazine.
Mm-hmm.
If we're only dealing with one shooter, then one of the things we want to keep note of is roughly how many rounds has he fired? Is he coming up on a magazine change? If he's coming up on a magazine change, then we need to be ready to move when we think that change is taking place.
Exactly.
We may hear the magazine drop and hit the floor. When we do, we've got at least 4 or 5 seconds that we can do something in with no risk of being shot.
Exactly. Well, you know, the other thing that my dad taught me, and this was relevant to baseball, and that was anticipate. You know, before, you know, the batter hit the ball, it's like, what are you going to do with that ball if that ball comes to you? You got to know what you're going to do with that. So even in part of the planning stage is when you're in a situation, you're mindful of the exits. You're mindful of the possibilities, you know, the what ifs. You know, like in Aurora, Colorado, where the guy came in through the exit door. So now those exits behind him are sealed off, because he has a semi-automatic weapon with him. So now the only exits you've got to go around some barricades, you know, because of the design of the theaters. And, you know, you've got to get through that situation and try to get through there you know, with the least amount of panic as possible, because panic is what jams everything and slows everything. But, you know, you got people shooting. It's, you know, you've got to understand, just like you said, if you haven't been around a weapon and hearing gunfire and you're hearing it for the first time, it is quite, quite alarming.
It is. And we need to get beyond that. Because otherwise, we're not going to be able to do anything. Like I said, we'll be frozen in place from the shock of a sound. One of the things that I want to do is I want to help reduce the number of times when this absolutely becomes necessary. And I think that one of the things we need to do is we need to start painting these guys with a different name.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, active shooter sounds kind of like, well, gee, it might be a video game. And if I can get high score, everybody's going to be applauding me.
Mm.
Let's call these guys for what they are. They're not active shooters. They're active murderers.
Mm.
And we need to, instead of giving them a name and a prize to go for by getting high score, we need to, as much as we can, dissuade them by realizing that they're not going for a good thing. Let's denigrate them to the level of what they actually are. Then maybe they won't choose to do that because they won't get the social prestige.
Mm-hmm. Richard, explain if you can to our audience, because you touched on something here in terms of understanding a murderer who comes in to attack innocent people. What surprises someone like this? Because they come in thinking they've got all the power, everything is in on, you know, on their side, and it's going to be easy pickings in a sense just to go on a rampage here. What knocks them off balance?
Well, let me ask you a question in return to answer that. When somebody is knocked off balance, when somebody is disoriented, what is it about them that's disoriented? It's their mind. It's mm-hmm. their brain. If they can't think of what to do next, then they're in as poor a situation as what they're planning or trying to put into their victims.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to find some way to get them out of their original game plan. In many cases, these guys decide to kill themselves. Here we're not talking about terrorists. We're just talking about the kids who are going for high score.
Mm.
They decide to kill themselves whenever they encounter a substantial resistance, especially if that resistance has a firearm associated with it.
Exactly.
They're going to either run in terror because they don't want to get shot,
mm.
or they're going to realize, okay, it's over. I have no real exit strategy to keep myself alive. We may as well just go ahead and hit the reset button, and they shoot themselves. So we need to disorient them to get them out of their game plan. If we've got a firearm, we'll shoot that at them, and now they've got to deal with the sound that they were trying to inflict upon us. If we throw something at their head, nobody wants to get hit in the head by a baseball bat or a chair or even a laptop computer, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to duck. That's going to get us 2 seconds of free time. If we're coordinating with somebody else in that room, and let's say I throw a beer bottle and you throw a beer bottle and somebody else throws a chair, that person with the gun, the active murderer, is now having to deal with dodging those things, which gives somebody time to cover that ground. Now, the time I've been talking about, 4 to 6 seconds, may not sound like a lot, but it sounds like you use firearms yourself.
Yes,
is that
I do.
True?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you heard of a thing called the Tooler Drill?
The Tooler Drill? No, I have not. Tell me about it. We got 30 seconds. I may have to come to one of your courses here, Richard. So, but tell me about it if we got enough time.
Okay, the Tooler Drill is the 21-foot rule. In 21 feet. Well, in a second and a half, you can cover 21 feet.
Yes.
The average police officer can't get off 2 shots in a second and a half if you've got a concealed
weapon. Richard, we're out of time. We're going to have you back. I appreciate the insight. Thank you so much for being with us. Richard Liebsfach on Bill Martinez Live.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the 2-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You lead, I follow. Your hands hold my tomorrow. Your grip, your grace. You know the way you guide me tenderly. Yeah. When you lead, I follow. Just light the way and I'll go. Cause I know what you got for me. It's more than I can see. So lead me on, on.
It's Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours coming at you, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I'm sorry that we had to cut Richard Liebspeck a little bit here, but you know, we got to have him back, but he had some great insight. Go to his website, selfprotectionconcepts.com, and then understand, I've got to get back to him and understand what he was breaking down for us in terms of, what was it, the Tueller? Was he saying the Tueller method or Tueller system? I have to admit, I've not heard about that, and yes, I do have an experience. I have a concealed carry permit, but you know, this is the thing about you know, being a gun owner. You have to be a responsible gun owner. So it's a constant education, a constant updating of what is going on in terms of being prepared. You can't just own a gun, put it away in a drawer somewhere, and just say, okay, well, I'm not going to be familiar with it. I'm not going to go out there and practice. It's like everything else, you know, practice making perfect and understanding what's going on. In fact, you know, you understand that this even happens with, you know, experienced people like police officers. I was watching a video here not too long ago where a police officer emptied out his magazine, and he spent more time. See, this is the thing that the public doesn't understand. It's not like police go out all the day, you know, all the time, and they're at the range. Yes, they're at the range more than most people, but it's a different situation when you are in a live action, a combative situation, and if you haven't been there, you know, adrenaline is flowing, you know, missed bullets, you know, everything is altered and magnified at that point. I think the shooting accuracy of a police officer in a shooting incident is somewhere around 35-40%. It's not very high, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, these guys aren't, you know, trained snipers, and they're not sitting there in a perch. I mean, you got bullets coming your way, and you're defending yourself, so you can imagine what happens. So a point of accuracy goes down dramatically when you introduce bullets coming at you. But in this particular case with a police officer, even a real simple act of, you know, dropping the magazine and putting a new magazine with fresh rounds, you know, in your gun, this police officer, he hesitated. He ran out of ammunition. He had other magazines, but he just didn't have the memory and the reaction to be able to reload quick enough, and left himself open, and he became a victim. So there's a lot to go into this. This isn't like, you know, like Richard said, this isn't, you know, some sort of video game. This is real life. And it's a different America that we live in today. You know, whether you live in Chicago or other places, I mean, this could happen. It's just being at the wrong place, wrong time. You've heard that before. Most of us are mindful of where we go. And this is why, you know, as I mentioned to you, this one movie theater in particular, and I'm glad they put the signs down. But still, it's just, you know, you have to be careful and realize that there are certain places that you go to, like a movie theater, where, you know, you're more vulnerable. You're in a vulnerable position, like what happened in Aurora. You imagine somebody coming in with semi-automatic weapon, loaded up with ammo, and they come into the front of the theater. You're trapped up there. So you have any way of defending yourself. And I say, if nothing else, go get your hands on one of those tactical flashlights that throws out 1,000 lumens, that strobes and whatever, because what you're looking to do is by seconds of time that can get you away from an active shooter. And whether you have, you know, mace on you or some other way to defend yourself, there's nothing wrong either in taking a self-defense class. Go find out what's going on. You need to be smart about this instead of leaving yourself vulnerable and wide open, because there's a lot of bad players out there right now, and you know this, and you think, well, it may not happen to you. Well, there are many others, you know, like us, that said, hey, it wouldn't happen. But be prepared and think about, anticipate, even when you're in an area, okay, where are the exits? What do I need to do? And how are we going to, mitigate this risk that suddenly we've fallen into? But again, I appreciate Richard coming here. Now that I know that he teaches a class, and he's here in Florida as well, I got to go to his class and do this, because I'm always looking to expand my understanding and appreciation for, you know, self-protection, self-defense, and also when it comes to, to exercising your right to protect yourself. And, you know, if you're going to, have a gun, then you better know how to use it. As my dad says, once it comes out of the holster, it comes out of the holster for a specific reason of defense. And you have to understand that in this country, regardless, right, wrong, or indifferent, you own that bullet. That bullet belongs to you, and you're fully responsible once it leaves that chamber. So you need to be, smart about it, and make sure that you have the right training. It's not just about going out and getting your hands on a gun because of the pernicious environment in which we live in today. I don't know if you saw this or not. Speaking of being violated and attacked, you got Kim Kardashian heading home after a $10 million jewel heist. She's in Paris, and I guess both she and Kanye, right?
Kanye was in a concert during the time that it happened.
Oh, okay.
He had rented out a mansion there, and two guys apparently
Well, they tied her up, right? They tied her up.
She ran in the bathroom and locked the door.
Okay, she wasn't tied up. Okay, because one report is saying she was tied up.
The front desk guy, the guy who was taking care of the front desk or whatever, was tied up and forced to open the door to the. It was either an apartment. It was. They rented a house basically, and the guy that was supposed to be working the front door for him was tied up and forced to open the door for them, and then they went in and they took a necklace and a jewelry box, and it's rumored to be valued around $11 million. And
wow.
he was at the concert. He actually cut his concert short as soon as he heard about it. He said, "Hey, I gotta go."
Yeah, you think? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, wow. You see, these are all these situations. I mean, even in your own home. But of course, you know,
of course he did that. But you know, when somebody's wife fell down and was having some, you know, health issues, her husband just decided to keep campaigning.
Yes.
So, I mean, maybe there's a different standard now.
Yeah, Kanye is demonstrating some respect for his one and only. But wow, this is, but, you know, this is the kind of stuff they're talking about. But you know why? Yeah, and you're a celebrity, and this, and the world in which we live in, and you've got $10 million worth of jewels on you. Are you kind of asking for it?
Well, I don't want to say anybody's ever asking for it.
Well, I don't mean it in that way. I don't mean to be disrespectful. I'm just saying, look at, you know, there. I know when I was a kid growing up, there was a lot that the celebrities, you know, wore faux jewelry, right? They just wore the fake stuff. And
I guess I don't know how long they've been on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I don't think their kids were with them. So I don't know how long they've been there, and I, you know, they grabbed the jewelry box. I don't know how many jewels are in there. So I guess I really don't know. I doubt they were in a, you know, if you have $11 million in jewelry, I doubt you're in a low income area in Paris.
Right.
So. I guess if I thought I had the precautions taken care of, I might bring more stuff with me, especially if I'm going to be gone for an entire tour or something.
Well, yeah. Well, this is definitely going to say something, you know, in terms of protection services, you know, for celebrities and entertainers that are traveling. You know, it's tough enough when you travel in this country, but you're outside of the country. There's a lot, you know, there's a lot of potential there. And Kim Kardashian realized it herself. And I'm sorry that this happened to her. This is Bill Martinez. So we're live at 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got Dr. Lamero next.
Answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Oh, can you tell me? Yeah, Lord, can you tell me?
How far is this?
I just gotta know how far.
How far is this?
Yeah, I just gotta know how far.
Bill Martinez with you, 14 before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Gerard Francis Lomero, we'll use the official name, author, philosopher, economist, and engineer, author of Renewing America and Its Heritage of Freedom, America's Economic War, his latest book, Great News for America. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment. Founder and CEO of Lomero Economics, LLC, a company focused on bringing practical economic knowledge about freedom, economic growth, and prosperity to America and to the world. Dr. Lomero is also a member of Hewlett-Packard's strategy and corporate development team. Dr. Lomero, good to have you back with us. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great, and it's great to be on your show. You have a wonderful show, and people love you all across the country.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Dr. Lomero, you know, a lot on the news these days about Trump and his his tax returns, we're having that have and have not type of argument that the Democrats love to have against people who have been able to, work within the rules somehow be chastised for it. And, interesting that the Democrats would point this out, but, they did it with Mitt Romney, maligned him to such a degree. But I think out of this, in so much the same way with Mitt Romney, I said, I don't know about you, but, when it comes to finances and the way he did things and how he secured himself and his family and the tax break that he worked within the rules, how many people want to be in this classroom? How many people want to be like Mitt Romney when it comes to this, as opposed to going out and paying an inordinate amount of taxes, and especially taxes that you don't have to pay? What's wrong with that?
Well, I think this was an issue that was dragged out of the the gutter, so to speak, trying to find something the matter with Trump to try to bolster Hillary. You know, her poll numbers were declining almost by the day, by the hour. I saw within a few hours her poll numbers drop even. That's how much they were dropping in the last few weeks. So I think it's an attempt to try to throw off people from the main issues that are on their mind. We know the economy is a big issue. We know global terrorism is a big issue. All of these sporadic terrorist events in our country, they're terrible. And when those kind of issues come up, you know, when change comes up, people want real change in Washington, where Washington will solve problems. Trump has the answers, and Hillary does not. She has a long record of failure in everything she's attempted to do. And I think, you know, coming up with this particular issue, and then prior to that, you know, trying to drag up other issues about what he said about women, and we had you know, various people on The Apprentice that supposedly he didn't treat them well, but then they came back and said that's not true, and on and on and on. I think this is an attempt, and we will see a few more of these stories come up in the next few weeks before the election that try to denigrate Trump and avoid the issues. And I think if Trump sticks with the issues, he's going to win.
Well, as an economist, amongst other things, Dr. Lamero, I mean, let's face it, the guy's a billionaire. And even if you want to challenge that or not, but I mean, his tax return, we get brain bruised going through it. I mean, you know, even the IRS with all their regulations is having a hard time, you know, dealing with, you know, with his tax records and that sort of thing, obviously with what's going on. How does the everyday American understand a guy who makes billions? How can they understand his tax return? So now he leaves himself open to be libeled in much the same way that Mitt Romney was libeled for his tax return when Harry Reid lied in the well of the Senate about Mitt Romney, and then afterwards, you know, just chuckled about it and said, well, you know, he didn't get elected anyway. So is this the kind of thing that we want to subject our potential leaders to, is people that don't understand, have a comprehension of, you know, this level of income and, you know, this level of, you know, strategy and involvement with the tax code when, you know, the IRS has a hard time and most Americans have an impossible time understanding the tax code?
Oh, absolutely. I think an awful lot of people just have to hand it over to an accountant or a tax service because they can't get through all the complexities. And if anything, we should simplify the system and have a simple tax system. But the issues are out there that are important to the American people. And if they stuck to the issues, Trump will win this election easily. And I really believe ultimately that's what's going to happen. Clinton has a tremendous integrity deficit. That's what I call it, because a lot of people, and surprisingly to me, even Democrats who say they're going to vote for her say it's really hard to pull the switch for her on the voting machine or check the box or whatever, because they fundamentally don't trust her.
Exactly.
But even among Democrats.
Yeah. How does George H.W. Bush pull the lever? I mean, has he put the nail in the coffin of the Bush family's political future? I mean, I just sense that, you know, Jeb just got buried. I mean, it's bad enough that Jeb did not follow up on his promise. You know, I'm disappointed in that. But now for his father, and you know, say what you want about George H.W., but for him to now come out and say he's going to support Hillary, to me, I think that just loses all sense of credibility and hope for, you know, Jeb and his political career even.
Well, absolutely. I think he's put the nail in the coffin of the Republican Party. You remember one of my predictions in Great News for America is the end of the Republican Party as we know it. And you know what? The elder statesmen, if I can put that word or phrase in quotes, all stayed home from the convention. The old Republican Guard stayed home from the convention, from their own convention. That just shows you the end of the Republican Party as we know it. The people, the policies, the leadership, what was important to them is not important to the American people, because his support of Clinton is just unthinkable. When you think of the Supreme Court that she will appoint versus the Supreme Court Donald Trump has promised to nominate the people, Those are all rock solid constitutional conservatives. People should vote for Trump just for the Supreme Court, if for no other reason.
Exactly. Well, and it goes back to that line when he goes to Black America, says, what have you got to lose? I mean, he can say that to the rest of America after 8 years of Barack Obama, progressive, you know, his progressive legacy that he talks about, that has been an absolute disaster on this country. I mean, the question of Ronald Reagan after the Carter years is echoing now in 21st century America today, saying, are you better off today than you were 8 years ago?
The answer, of course, is no.
Yeah, not even
you know,
close.
A big no.
Yeah.
And it's true to the blacks. It's true with Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
It is also true with women. It's true across the board. And even in the gay lesbian community in that, when you think of it, she takes money from, and the Clinton Foundation takes
right.
a lot of money from the Middle East where gay and lesbians are killed outright. The head of Iran said in the U.S., I think it was Columbia University a few years back, they said something about gay and lesbian problem in Tehran, and he said, no, there isn't any. And the reason is because they kill them all.
That's right, exactly.
And Trump is saying, I want all Americans protected. He's offering something to the gay and lesbian community that even Hillary isn't offering them.
Well, and
amazing.
And it's freaking out the Democrats because he's making inroads. And the millennials that they could always count on, they abandoned.
Yes.
With Bernie Sanders, and so they're trying to find a home, and they're running helter skelter right now between Gary Johnson, a little bit of Jill Stein, but a good number, a fair amount of number, are coming to Donald Trump as well, because reality is hitting him right square between the eyes.
Around a third of millennials are going to sit it out.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going to vote for Hillary because they see her as part of the problem, part of the
right.
corruption in Washington.
Well, the fact of the matter is, they've got half the scenario right. She is part of the problem. She's a continuation of the problem. And she's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, what Peter Schweitzer has borne out in his book about the Clinton Foundation, it is absolutely disgusting. This has been a pay-for-play deal. And if you thought it was just Hillary, and now with these emails that are being revealed, you understand that President Obama has been complicit in this. He was participating in emails, sending them under a pseudonym and hiding his way. But I guess, this is the way this president has been from day one. And I always get nervous, Dr. Lamero, when somebody says, I'm going to be transparent. And why did you say that? Because now you tell me when you're going to be transparent, you're telling me you're not transparent.
Yeah, or they don't tend to, and they're trying to hide it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's a tremendous corruption issue. And by the way, when I did my study of American presidencies all the way back to 1789, the thing that gets the voters the most upset and brings them out to vote when they typically don't vote, because a lot of people don't vote, is corruption in government and when you tamper with their freedom.
Right.
A lot of people are worried about our freedoms and, like freedom of speech, political correctness, and a lot of people are worried about the corruption in government, and a lot of people are still upset that Hillary did not get indicted.
Yeah. How many more things have to be taken away, Dr. Lamero? I mean, we've lost our health care. We're going to lose our internet. Our Second Amendment rights are on the line. The corruption of Hillary Clinton. I mean, here it is with Haiti. We got Haitians outside of the Clinton Foundation offices in New York that are picketing because of, what happened there. The pay for play, I think was something like $5.3 million is what the Clintons
right.
Generated in renting out the Lincoln bedroom. Did you know it was up for rent?
Amazing. But I'll tell you, I am optimistic for this country. I think the American people are smart. They're coming out and voting. This is an historic election year, just like 1896 was.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but...